This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
That's it, we did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
Party time, it's the weekend. Everybody ready? Yay, Super Don Stamson. Look at it, shake that ponytail, Super D. I can actually see you.
Yeah, no, he won't say anything. I was like, come on, I'm not manly enough to grow a ponytail, so you should be pleased with yourself there.
You know, for me, it wasn't a decision of trying to be manly. It was I haven't left the cave that I work in 7 days a week long enough to get a haircut yet. So, it's just, it's kind of like this right here. I haven't leaned close enough to the razor, so.
Let's look and see if there's mobile hair cutting service.
Well, I'm thinking it's called a wife or teenage kids can cut your hair for you.
I've got a pair of scissors. I could just, you know.
No, don't do that. We don't want the strength of Super Don to in any way be limited, right? So anyway, we got the Friday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Paul Bertero, my good buddy, is with me here. We are touring Utah. And we're having a great time out here, although it's snowy and cold, but I'm not complaining. It's fun. It's different. And we've had a great trip so far and head into the weekend. We've got, we're probably going to see some snow. We're planning to go up into the, what is that, Sundance Film Festival?
Yeah, Park City.
We're going to ride over to that. I've never been to that. This is going to be interesting.
We're going
to
connect with Dawn.
Yeah, Dawn, our friend, she's a naturopath and a Delta flight attendant.
Yeah.
And we met her for the first time at the Trinity School of Natural Health, big event we were at in Minneapolis last year, we could say that now.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be totally cool. So we got that going on. And who knows what other adventures we'll have, but I'm glad to be here with you. Our pre-recorded session, those of you listening live on radio, we did this earlier today because Friday we like to get out and have at least a half extra day on the weekend. Since I only get one day off technically. That would be a Saturday. I'm not complaining. Just
no.
Informing.
Yeah, we're just letting you know.
Love what we do here. Love what we do. So, Paul, we're going to open with this. Super Don, you found this story. I think it is. Modern medicine infected by the virus of what? A new virus? Are we going to have a new vaccine? What is this virus called, Super D? Do you know?
It is mistrust. The virus of mistrust.
That doesn't sound very scientific, the virus of mistrust. But, I mean, really? I think the virus is wrong here, but of course, what is this mistrust? How does it originate, and how can we get more of it? Because this is a kind of virus.
And how can we test the levels of how much?
Yeah, is it going to be PCR analysis to determine? Or do we find that moms and dads questioning vaccines have already caught this virus?
Yeah.
And if that's the case, if you're a modern medical minion promoting vaccinations, what can you do to counteract this virus of mistrust, or is it already too late?
Right.
Now, Super D, I got to ask you this question because, you know, you've been with me for, I don't know, it's been a decade already now?
More?
13 years now.
13 years, right? The radio marriage, it just can't, it won't die. It's a good thing. But the idea of mistrust in medicine, when we first started, you said you were green on all of these things. You're agnostic. Have you gone a little bit beyond agnostic to mistrusting yet?
Well, look, it's an interesting topic because mistrust in medicine, I think mistrust in government, you know, it's not like we're sitting around in the basement with tinfoil hats on trying because we just we don't trust anybody or anything. Or some people do, whatever.
Right.
I mean, that's up to them. But this is earned. You know, this is not something where it's just coming out of nowhere and you just happen to be a mistrusting person, so therefore you're now applying that to medicine, right? Mm-hmm. Look, I mean, for the last 13 years, and you're right, when we first started working together, I was just this ambitious radio guy, you know,
yeah.
And, you know, I was surrounded by all of these neocon, right-wing, Republican, blah, 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 you know, shows, which drove me nuts, but your show was different. And, you know, you were rooting for the underdog and going after the corruption. But this is like legitimate, documented, in-your-face violations of the people's trust, right?
Right.
And you were fighting that uphill battle. And so in this case, is it like... I think it's interesting they call it a virus. Let me say, this is the thing that got me on this, because when you're talking about medicine and they introduce the idea of a virus, what is it they always follow that up with? A vaccine, right?
Right.
So obviously they're looking at this going, we need to come up with a vaccine for the mistrust, the virus of mistrust. What do you think that's going to be?
Well, you know, that's a credible and valid question to ask. I don't know. I think, Paul, did you find, or was somebody mentioned that George Soros was complaining about social media and Facebook, how it's corrupted democracy?
Yeah, and he has launched officially and put everyone on notice that he launched an attack on Google and Facebook because he felt like they were pushing same as like an online gambling company, addiction. They were pushing addiction to Facebook or Google, and they're creating softwares and things that effectively are addicting.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was also saying, which was funny, is that it's messing up democracy.
Right, right. That was the thing that caught me. What do you mean messed up? Democracy is messed up to begin with. When two wolves and a sheep vote for what's for dinner, that's messed up, folks. That's democracy. So if we look at Soros, and we're not fans at all of Soros, but he's not wrong about the addictive quality, because we've talked about that. We've talked about the endorphin rush, different things that are happening with the social media thing.
Right.
But, you know, and the irony is social media, like the who's the guy that runs Facebook? What's his name?
Zuckerberg,
right? He's now full on globalist, pro vaccine guy, like the Microsoft Bill Gates people.
Yes.
So the deck is stacked against us in social media, but
yes,
not completely. I mean, we've been able to reach out and form networks and communicate in ways we've never been able to communicate, and although they say it might be an echo chamber because they tried to limit the reach of those, the moms and dads out there who are speaking about the danger of vaccines,
mm-hmm.
they haven't been totally successful. It's kind of...
Well, they have to contain their blatant disruption, right?
Yeah. Well, they're squeezing, and then we're squeezing right out of their grip, in other words.
Well, and the saddest part of the whole thing was, at the end of it all, what is he talking... He was speaking in front of a bunch of people, and he was saying, look, we need regulation on Facebook and Google. That's what we need.
Right.
We need government to come in and say, hey... We need to regulate you. It's like, is that always the answer?
Yeah, more government intervention. Well, the irony is, of course, the more they try to intervene, it's the same thing. The squeezing, the tighter your grip, the more they will squeeze from it.
Well,
there's too many people impacted directly that you can't deny the danger of vaccines, and so the so-called mistrust is born for good reason.
I'm gonna give you my little conspiracy theory here, because you know, normally I don't go there.
Oh, that's super Don doesn't do this special edition Friday.
Here's
conspiracy theory Don.
Here's my opinion on the Zuckerberg versus the anti-vaxxers thing that has caused such a craziness online. I don't think Zuckerberg truly wants to get rid of people that are against vaccines.
Right.
I think Zuckerberg is more about the success of Facebook and making money. And I think what he's doing, he's kind of playing both sides of the arms race.
Sure.
That he's, you know, creating the, you know, the perception anyway that they're going to try and silence and censor people, which I think he knows. And I'm sure that they've got, you know, marketing people and stuff like that that have, you know, verified the fact that when you create that fight online, that's going to cause the, you know, both sides to become more active on Facebook. Which ultimately is going to put more eyeballs and stuff in front of advertisers, which is what, you know, how Facebook makes their money. So I don't think they want to get rid of them. I think they're trying to create a more money for themselves by creating this debate between the two sides. They don't want you to leave Facebook. You know, he doesn't want to lose everybody that is against vaccines off of Facebook, because then he's going to lose money.
Yeah, so in other words, even though Zuckerberg's more sympathetic to a globalist point of view,
it's a false flag.
He's more concerned about making money with Facebook. And you realize that in order to keep people feeding into that system, they have to have at least some perception that what they're communicating out there is being received
by someone. He wants to have his platform being used for the debate. He doesn't want to silence one side of the debate, because then he loses money, right?
Yeah, good point. Now, it's interesting, out of England, on the British Academy of Medical Sciences last year, they said that they found that only 37% of Brits trusted evidence from medical research, and two-thirds cited friends and families as more reliable. I'm liking the sound of this, except that I'm concerned about the other 63% of Brits. Where are you?
Right.
Because most of medical research has been proven to be very fraudulent. Granted, and I agree, there's legitimate science happening. I dig into the peer-reviewed literature to find it. You know, the 700 studies on molecular hydrogen.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of conflicts there, because you're not producing a drug that is patentable. So you look at the economics of that, you're like, no, there would be no motive to corrupt the science there, because no one's going to make profit one way or the other necessarily.
Right, and only two of them that I'm aware of mention a product that was used for the hydrogen.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't paid for. They were legitimate studies done by universities, hospitals, education facilities, just to understand how hydrogen can help people. So,
there is good science, and we like to cover it. We'll point out the bad science when it's there, which is not valid. 1 in 10 refuse to give their offspring at least one vaccine. That's a start. That's a start. But there's a long way to go, folks. But they're very concerned about you not fearing the virus, instead fearing the vaccine. And they make up all the things, the same old tired stories and tropes about how we've been so successful with vaccines that's been to our detriment, right? And so the reality is, you go back into history and you find out about these diseases, even polio, a fraction of a percentage point, one percentage point ever ended up in an iron lung. 99.9% of people with so-called polio virus exposure, if that could even be identified, hardly had a sniffle. Folks, we got to take a break here. We'll talk endocannabinoid. We'll answer your questions. Super Don, thank you for kicking it off. We are cranking it up, and we'll be back with more of the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it with Paul Bertero as we continue our end of the weekend edition.
Yeah.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Party on, Wayne and Garth. Yeah. Although, yeah, you know, it would be funny if our listeners said, no, y'all are more like Wayne's World instead of Beavis and
Butt. Right.
Right? That would be a little bit better.
A little bit, yeah.
But all right, we'll roll with it because we're silly that way. We have some more stories to cover. We've got some questions of the day coming up. Speaking of, whether it was Cheech and Chong? No, probably not Cheech.
No, Wayne's World is a little... We have to come up with a perfect fit, though.
Right? I don't know. What would Abbott Costello?
That would be a comedy.
Hey, Abbott! All right. Lots of comedy themes in history we like. So, Laurel and Hardy as well?
Yeah, they were good.
They were good, right? Researchers believe some illnesses may be explained by changes in the endocannabinoid system. This is big, folks. I've been doing radio for, again, since 1999.
Mm-hmm.
I never talked about cannabis or marijuana as I knew it then up until really a few years ago. I mean, occasionally there would be a story on it, you know, medicinal effects of marijuana, as they said. And, you know, a lot of times you'd read and, you know, historically I acknowledge they said, oh, it's good for glaucoma mm-hmm. or the side effects of chemotherapy and mm-hmm. all those years ago.
Right.
And then we were introduced from, you know, my buddy Stuart Tomp, who said, my gosh, there's CBD from hemp. You got to check this out.
Wow.
And it really transformed a lot. And now scientists are digging deep all over the world. We're still playing from behind. But there's a question here, and this story is coming through leafscience.com, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It says, what is clinical endocannabinoid deficiency? Now, if somebody had asked me that in 1999,
yeah.
when I started the show, I knew a lot about homeopathy. I would have been like, what are you talking about? Right?
Right, right.
Do you ever remember hearing about anything?
No.
No.
Marijuana. Like,
yeah.
But, yeah, no.
So now they believe that a lot of illnesses are related to a deficiency of what they call endogenous cannabinoids. And that means that cannabinoids are produced inside the body through metabolic processes, that it's not all dependent upon external sources, but there's got to be some play in terms of the diet in order for production to occur, right? If you're lacking any minerals, eventually, metabolically, you won't be able to produce or do certain things.
Right. If the building blocks aren't there.
Yeah, exactly. So now that we're discovering this, they're like going, wow, they said the two most well-studied are endocannabinoids are anandamide and 2-AG, and they're responsible for regulating many systems in the body, playing a crucial role in appetite, sleep, among other functions.
Interesting.
You know, and I find it interesting, too, like the science of molecular hydrogen,
right,
which you've really dove into, and I dig it. And you talk about hydrogen and the gut being produced,
right,
and now you say leptin, ghrelin, hunger hormones,
right,
things like that. We also didn't know much about that.
That's right.
You know, years
That's right.
ago. So we are in a golden age of scientific enlightenment at the same time as we opened with the show today about the mistrust of science.
Right.
Because there are parallel tracks, and one of them is off the rails in terms of it's not legitimate science
anymore. Right. And, I mean, these are beautiful stories because, as we know, hydrogen is a building block of the body. You know, you got, as Mike Adams talks about, hydrogen and carbon chains, right? And everything breaks down into those simple things. And we talk about hydrogen's effects on the bodies. It's huge. Well, this is amazing because here people are against CBD, right? People are against, but wait a minute, your body should be producing it. So free,
right,
restart their system of producing hydrogen like they should.
Mm-hmm.
And here, imagine taking CBD could help with producing endocannabinoids naturally. What a beautiful story.
Apparently, cannabinoids are also available through mammalian milk, breast milk.
Wow.
So, again, one of those things, and I've talked about silver is like first. So there's a reason these things are there, but we have been suppressed in our endeavors. Those who are really into science for the sake of finding the facts to help people, unfortunately, a lot of this is it's corrupted by but different motivations. Now, they say it's playing an important role, and they're linking it to a lack of the endocannabinoid system functionality. Fibromyalgia, migraines, irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, post-traumatic stress disorder. Again, a lot of anxiety issues. How much anxiety is out there? Sure, there's stress. There's always been stress for even our primitive ancestors. There was stress.
I wonder where the link would be. Cortisol or gut damage? Yeah, I'd be curious to find out where they're identifying as the breakdown, or the cause, the true cause.
So they're saying the lack of endogenous cannabinoids can explain some of these diseases. I don't say it's the total thing, but I do see profound immediate responses in so many people that I wouldn't argue against the concept that this is playing as big a role or bigger than we realize.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, folks, check it out. Our friends at CB Sciences have supplied the CBD that we utilize here. That is available through hemp, the industrial hemp plant. So all 50 states technically should be legal to access it. It really is, with a few rare exceptions. But we want you to keep plugging into that. Go to pluscbdoil.com. Enter the code RSB15. You get 15% off when you place your order. We'll be back with some questions of the day coming up next. One I know is related to thyroid issues, but there's even more. So stick with us. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, guys. Pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Welcome back. We are here with Paul Barrichello out of Utah because, explore the beautiful mountainous terrain and a little bit of snow.
That's right.
Also, this evening, those of you who are listening live to the show, you're probably too late, but at the Good Earth Natural Foods in Sandy, Utah, where we broadcasted from last night, great, great lecture on CBD is happening. And we are likely there while you're listening to this show. So with that, we are going to go to you, our lovely, humble, loyal, and just silly listeners, because if you listen to us, you got to be a little bit silly. And we're going to answer some of your questions.
Excuse me.
I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay, our first question of the day is coming from Nathan. Nathan says, hey, RSB, I have a question for you. I have a friend whose mother is...
Why is it always I have a friend whose mother is?
I don't know.
But never you, Nathan, right?
Right.
So this is not Nathan. It's like, it's not me. It's my friend's mother.
Probably something really delicate that they don't want to...
Let's find out what this is before right. we laugh too hard and really be crying later.
That's right.
I have a friend whose mother is between 70 and 80.
Oh, my.
That's a 10-decade...
You're not very good friends with this friend if you don't know the age. Between 70 and 80.
Close enough.
10 years.
Right? Okay. All right. We're playing with you there, Nathan. I appreciate the question. Diagnosed recently with hyperthyroidism. Okay. Hyperthyroidism. That means, for those of you at the FDA, that means an overactive thyroid. It's
right.
hyperfunctional, right?
That's right?
Doing too much.
Right.
Guess what the doctors want to do? According to Nathan, the doctors want to remove her thyroid to control the problem.
Oh, wow.
This is brilliant.
That's, yeah.
I've gone to medical school, and when you see, and this is what they taught me, okay, I'm pretending, right? When you see a hyperactive thyroid, what you want to do is tell the patient that we could take that sucker out.
Yeah.
God made a mistake. You don't need that thyroid. It's
right.
gone crazy. Let's just get in there and get rid of it. Oh, you don't want us to get rid of it? How about if we just radiate it? Yeah, we can kill it. Leave it there.
We've done the same thing with kids, right? Overactive, overbrain.
Overactive kids, what do we do?
ADHD. We just drug them down.
Yeah, we kill their brain cells with drugs. So, Nathan, again, very, very pointed and important topic you're bringing up. Doctors want to remove the thyroid to control the problem, but the medicine gives her an allergic reaction. Allergic reaction, so she wants to have it removed. So she's tried medication, which is what? It really is medication to, what, stop the hyperactivity, which is killing the thyroid slowly.
Right.
Killing me slowly with medicine.
That was good.
That was not good at all. It was hard.
Okay. That was
Super
bad.
Non would have been much better. So, all right, she doesn't want to do the medicine. Say, yeah, just take it out. Because they're told, and they're 70 and 8, 70 to 80, they trust the doctor still. They still trust the doctor.
Yeah, it's definitely those ages, they do.
Yeah. So when it's removed, she will be on medication the rest of her life, which I'm sure will have more side effects. What could she take to help reverse hyperthyroidism?
Interesting.
Yeah. So we have covered the issue of thyroid many times over the years, and I like to defer to our good friend, naturopath. She's gone through Trinity. She's amazing. Natureofhealing.org. She's got a book, and she does a lot of great consults in the area of thyroid health. And so, Nathan, I want you to reach out to Roseanne Lindsay. But in the meantime, I'll give you some of the basics because we do have a lot of new listeners all of the time. When I started, you know, in homeopathy, I looked at the thyroid and I said there are two key remedies. They're not all of them, but two that are very important that anybody could use safely. Iodum, which is the homeopathic form of iodine. We know that the thyroid needs a lot of iodine, but it's not often metabolized properly. So they say, don't do iodine. So the iodum will help with that, the homeopathic form. And thyroidinum, which is the form of the thyroid in a homeopathic to signal to the body to normalize. Now, that doesn't mean that's it, because I have to detoxify, help these patients detoxify these people. I have to provide now the nutrients like selenium. Selenium and iodine playing a critical role for function of the thyroid. But remembering that what preceded it that was not diagnosed was hyperfunctioning adrenals. You were burning out your adrenals over many years, or grandma or mom in this case. And then when those burned out, they became hypofunctional. The thyroid is kind of a compensation gland that begins to spin out of control to kind of make up for what the adrenals are not doing.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't go back and they say, hey, let's look at your adrenals. Oh, my gosh, your adrenals are burned out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is common sense.
It should be, yeah. I mean, you've got a compensation. If something's working too fast in the body, it's compensating for some broken systems. So look at the broken systems
yes. And
stabilize them, right?
No, we got to remove.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Right?
That's right.
It's like, I can't do it.
So then
when remove it.
So then there's zero backup for the failing systems in the body, and right. They'll just fail.
Yeah. You know, darn those systems of compensation. By the way, compensation is keeping you alive. So
yeah. They
diagnose it as a disease, but it isn't a disease. It's an adaptation for survival.
Yeah.
Now, so if you stop the adaptation for survival by killing or removing a thyroid, how do you think that's going to go long term in terms of survivability? Now, if you're capable and able, something else will have to adapt for survival, but that means more chronic diseases they're going to diagnose you with, leading to what? More drugs, more surgery, yeah. More radiation, more cancer. Do you see why I argue?
Emotions.
Emotions, yeah.
Big time. But why I argue that modern medicine, although the peer-reviewed literature says it's the third leading cause of death, it's actually the first.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll say the thyroid, oh, well, that wasn't caused by modern medicine.
That's right.
Right? But it was, in fact, because they never even identified the burnout of the adrenals due to the poor diet. Because if they say poor diet, they'll say, your poor diet is poor because you're eating too much fat. I'm like,
yeah, and green leafy vegetable.
Right.
Way too much
of those things, right? And, of course, this is so messed up.
You need more sugar and carbs.
Right. And how much of this could be chronic low-level dehydration?
Yeah. Right. I mean, like I said, their system's failing. It's compensating for it. Taking it out, it makes no sense. I really don't. Maybe the Porsche payment was due for that doctor.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point, too. I went through over 10 years of allergy injections. Allergies were hyperimmune responses due to leaky gut. The leaky gut was caused by, guess what, vaccines and antibiotics. And the multicolored Pop-Tarts I was eating as a child. By the way, the doctor said that was part of the four food groups. Pizza, hot dogs, Coca-Cola, a fifth food group, Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
And that was me.
They have organic ones now.
Yes, they do. Everything that's junk food is organic, and I would agree that if you're going to eat junk food, eat the organic version, but that's not me advocating. That should be a delicacy occasionally, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When my wife cooks me some or bakes me some organic, you've had them, the chocolate banana nut muffins.
I love them.
Yes. When I'm on the air, she loves to deliver them.
Yes.
And Super Don gets mad at me because I can't help it. I got to eat it right then and there.
We have to find a way to do like the Jetsons where you push it through and...
Yeah, right through. We could have some right now, which would be awesome.
Yeah.
So as far as other things to do, again, read over at Roseanne's website, natureofhealing.org. Reach out to her through her blog or through social media, or there's a phone number you can reach out to her, and she will help take it to the next level. But suffice it to say, it's not the thyroid that's gone wrong. It was going right. It was doing its level best to compensate for other things that were deficient or exhausted, depleted in the body.
Yep.
But that's a different way to look at the body, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's common sense.
Yeah. All right, Nathan, thanks for asking the question. What else can we do here? Oh, this is Renee. Renee was the one that said we were like Beavis and Butthead. And Don, hey. Super Don beat me to it. He said he's Beavis. So that makes me butt and you head?
I guess. I don't know. Well, thank you.
What can I say here? I'm self-deprecating. All right, I have a question for Dr. Rob Scott Bell. This is what Renee says. I'm not Rob. Stop with the Rob. Everybody says Rob.
I know. What is that?
Me of Cap Mortgage. You like to call me.
There is a Doc Rob already.
Yeah, I'm not that.
No.
But RSB. What is your daily supplement regimen with all supplements? I have digestion problems. I saw you on iHealth Tube, and your previous medical problem sounded like what I'm dealing with. Can you reach in to get my vitamin? Yeah, it's in the first pocket there. You'll see it. Or, no, the next one in. And Paul's right next to me. He's grabbing for that case. There it is. Because it's a question here. I'm going to shake it up for you. See, I'm traveling with this. She's asking me, what am I taking? She has celiac. It was diagnosed in 2010.
Hmm.
She changed her diet. Now she's a new person. But then she had severe stress. You mentioned that. Stress episodes.
Yep.
Causing severe food allergies. GERD. Gastroesophageal reflux disease. Gut dysbiosis. Autoimmune gastritis. Lyme. Asthma, etc.
Holy cow.
Once I am healed, I have a slow bleed now. I want to follow your specific supplements and
cut out all your veins and vessels.
Yeah.
Your heart.
Once you heal. No, don't once I am healed. You're going to do these things and you will be healed. Right. Not because of what I do or tell you to do, but because you're giving your body what it needs to recover.
Yeah, don't wait for healing.
So what am I doing? Of course, in terms of healing the gut, I mean, I'm not doing it right now because I healed my gut pretty much. It's the Silver Aloe Protocol. We have adjuncts, and it's in the book Unlock the Power to Heal, including homeopathy, including probiotics, including selenium, silica. And, yes, I was coming to that.
Sorry.
No. Don't apologize. Paul, tell everybody how and why the hydrogen water, the molecular hydrogen in the water, is going to facilitate, like in Renee's case, recovery of the gut.
Well, in a lot of times, people that have gut issues is because the microbiome's been wiped out. So you really need to get anaerobic microflora back into the gut and create a home for those beautiful guys and girls.
Even the other guys, as long as they're nice to you.
Right. So we really need to build the microbiome, and hydrogen will do that rapidly. In fact, we've had some IBS, individuals with IBS, that were using antibiotics as their protocol.
Just to stay alive.
Yeah, right? Because they don't want inflammation. They want to be able to work and not have all these problems. Not recommending that. It's just what they did.
Yeah.
And yet, when they would start drinking the water with hydrogen, within 2 days, 3 days, they started feeling inflammation because we were growing good bacteria faster than they were killing it with the antibiotics. So, tremendous. And we have studies showing that hydrogen will stimulate, and the whole properties of the water in general will stimulate an environment and have anaerobic microflora, which is what we need, good bacteria.
Absolutely. Back. So if you haven't already gone to robertswater.com, please do, Renee. By the way, silica is one of the adjuncts I'm holding up for those of you watching on the YouTube, the pre-recorded session. That's the Alta silica, three tablets, four times a day. That helps to repair connective tissue and its brain and neurological benefit as well. I take the selenium every day. This is a 50 microgram tablet of whole food selenium. I get it from Innate Response, thanks to Chris Barr. I've got the chromium, 100 microgram chromium three times a day, the GTF 100% whole food form. Occasionally when I need it, I do at least one magnesium a day. Let me show you what this looks like for those of you watching. Can't get it out of the tablet. Here we go. There's a magnesium. Occasionally, if you need some more repair going on or immune stuff, zinc is good, a whole food form, all of that. I've got some omega-3 essential fatty acids. I've got the homocysteine response if I ever do an animal protein to add into the mix there. And that's your basic overview. There are more things to do. But a lot of this is, in fact, all of it is written about at some point, some time, in Unlock the Power to Heal, in a whole chapter that my good buddy Paul here contributed to the book on molecular hydrogen. So with that, when we come back, we're going to have Super Don on, and we're going to talk about the delicious craze sweeping the teenage nation. Eating what?
Tide
Pop-Tarts.
Oh.
All right.
Tide Pop-Tarts.
All right, we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wrapping up hour one here on Robert Scott Bell Show. Paul Bertero, my good buddy, with me, and Super Don, making it sound so good. How about this? The Darwin Awards. Again, not big fans of Darwin here, but you could argue that Darwin is alive and well when it comes to the modern-day teenager. I don't think our teenagers are like this,
no.
And Super Don, your teenagers survived, so they can't qualify for this one. But despite efforts from Procter & Gamble, Amazon, and YouTube to stop teenagers from doing this, they're still doing it anyway. I don't think there's hope for certain segments of our teenage population. What are they doing?
Well, they're eating Tide Pod detergent, you know, and it's like, I remember a few months ago, there was a thing talking about how infants were getting into it because it looked like candy, you know, so I'm like, I get that, you know, you don't want, you know, your toddler picking it up because it's colorful and looks neat, but we're talking about teenagers, and it's not just teenagers, because I saw an article about a week ago about a University of Utah student. Mm-hmm. That ended up going to the hospital because they were doing this Tide, you know, and basically what they're doing is they're going online, they're going, hi, look, I have the Tide Pod, my friend dared me to do this, and they eat it, and then, you know, it gags them, and they get sick, and all this stuff. I guess this is a thing, and it's continuing, I guess it's getting worse. The poison control centers are getting more and more calls on this. I don't understand why, but then again, we're talking about teenagers. You don't always do the smartest things. I'll tell you what, though, a couple of things that, because this has started, there have been a lot of memes out there. I don't know if you've seen some of these memes that people have been putting out about the Tide Challenge. One of them showed like a picture from the 1950s, and there was a family sitting there, and one person saying to the other, you know, I'll bet you in the future they're going to have flying cars. And then it fast forwards, 2018, there's people eating Tide Pods, right? You
know, I remember seeing that one.
But the one that I like the most is one that says, hey, teenagers, you want to do a real Tide Pod challenge? Try doing your own damn laundry.
Right.
That would be nice. That would be
the challenge, right?
Now, I would say that this is a logical extension of the artificiality of the food supply. You know, the expectation. Like, when we grew up, Super Don, and I don't know, Paul, maybe you saw this too. I grew up in the era of Pop-Tarts. And the more sprinkles, the better, right? They were getting.
You've never had a Pop-Tart?
What?
How could you have never had a Pop-Tart?
Paul's never had Pop-Tart.
No, I have had a Pop-Tart. Oh, yeah. I'm saying that was not at all in our home because my mother was from Canada.
Oh,
Canada.
I see. Okay.
Right. They did hockey puck tarts. So. But you know, the idea was that the way those Tide Pods look, they remind me of the introduction of all these fancy, hot, high fructose, corn syrup-colored artificial foods in boxes and cellophane. So to me, this is like if these kids generationally have grown up, the parents don't even think twice about it, and suddenly it's like, well, that looks like food, you know, that they see in the grocery store.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that these teenagers that are taking the challenge believe that the Tide Pods are food, but the inclination to even eat something that looks like that, I don't think if we were, you know, if we raised these kids on organic whole foods from their own farm, they would take one look at that and say, that does not look like anything that I would ever eat. But since most of the food that they grow up with looks like that, it's like, okay.
I mean, think about it. Gummy bears,
all that stuff. Now, I could be wrong, but that's kind of the sense I get about how this has become something that they would even consider, even as a stupid joke.
My opinion is it's just it's something dumb. And kids like to do dumb stuff, especially on dares. And in this era of social media and getting the most likes makes you like the king, you know, the person that wins. It's something that it's like watching a train wreck. You know, it's like when you start watching the video, you're going, I can't believe they're doing that. You know, this is what they're doing it for, is they're doing it for attention.
Yeah. Well,
to me, it's just stupid.
Well, it is. And I'm not saying I've never done stupid things when
dangerous.
I was a teenager. Yep. But I just think that to make this artificial leap is not that difficult. When you
What's
make
in
food,
a Tide Pod?
Probably a lot
of pretty harsh.
Sodium hydroxide,
sure. Yeah.
I mean, all kinds of strange colorings, of course, and detergents and things. Nothing that would be really good for your gut, I can promise you that.
No.
But then again, Krispy Kreme donuts aren't that good for your gut either. They might just satisfy your chromium deficiency temporarily.
I dare you to eat a Krispy Kreme donut. That's not going to get a whole lot of views on YouTube.
No.
Well, if I was eating one, I bet a lot of people would tune in to watch that.
That would be, yeah. Yeah, but then you wouldn't have a radio show anymore.
No, I would have to do the organic donuts from Seattle challenge, and will Super Don allow RSV to eat that, or will they lose all credibility in the mix? All right, folks, we're going to take a break here. Top of the hour coming, second hour coming. We'll see what Super Don wants us to do because he's the man, and we'll continue with Paul Barrichero, special live edition or pre-recorded live edition from Utah. All right, back because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.